bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the Greater Houston community, from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with LaWin Media Network.
The following program is produced by LaWin Media Network. The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the individuals appearing on the show and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of LaWin Media Network, its affiliates, sponsors, or partners. The information provided in this episode is for general informational purposes only and may not reflect the current law in your state or country. By watching and listening to our episode, you understand that no information contained in this episode should be construed as legal advice and no attorney-client relationship between you, the host, or guest. You are advised to seek legal counsel concerning your legal question or concern from a lawyer licensed in your state, country, or appropriate licensing jurisdiction.
All right. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the second episode of Legal Treats. And we would like to say good evening to all our viewers all over the world. Magandang umaga, Philippines. Good evening, Houston, Texas, and mostly, well, the United States. I mean, we're in the central time. My name is Aileen Ligatizan. I'm an attorney licensed here in the state of Texas and in the Philippines. And with me here tonight is Christian.
Hi, I am Christian Toledo. I'm not an attorney and I'm not qualified to give legal advice. So that's why I guess I'm here. So I don't make the wrong legal choices. And so we don't all go to jail for something we didn't know. But yeah, welcome, Attorney Aileen. What I want to talk about first is like, bring back the your advocacy for like justice for all. Do you want to talk more about that?
Yes, well, Legal Treats is created because of my advocacy to make sure that justice is available to all. And we'd like to provide information, legal knowledge to the public for free. And if you feel like this is something that you need, feel free to join us online or here at the studio. And if you're not in need of this information right now, you can share it with somebody who you think might need it. So that's why Legal Treats is created.
And I guess like a short disclaimer of the how, like this is like actual legal like advice, but also they need to consult with an actual attorney for their actual cases. It's like all different cases per territory or I guess like per situation.
You're absolutely correct, Christian, because our laws here in the state of Texas may not apply if you are in a different jurisdiction or in a different country. And especially our episode, where we're going to be talking about this season, it's all about estate planning, and estate planning is a state law. So it's basically our discussion here will reflect the law of the state of Texas. So if you are in a different state, and I mean, country, you have to consult with an attorney who practices estate planning in your area so that you can get the correct information.
Yeah, I mean, we also know, you also know about like Philippines and Texas, I guess. That's like a very common issue for you that you probably like encounter a lot of times.
You're right, because we have a lot of Filipino Americans here who also have relatives in the Philippines, and you know, when somebody passes away, whether here in the U.S. or in the Philippines, and there are properties involved here or there, you know, then it will, of course, there's a need to settle the estate, and yeah, that's where we come in as an attorney to help you settle your estate whether or not you have a will or you don't have a will. That's actually our topic for today.
Before we get serious, we'd like to thank organizations that made this possible, like Lawin Media Network, Filipino American Chamber of Commerce, and of course, we're here at Pasayahan Sanayon, so we can smell the food from here, so we might just end this early and just eat, you know?
Filipino food, yes. So thank you, Lawin Media Network, our producer, and of course, in partnership with the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, and our sponsor is Pasayahan Sanayon. So maraming salamat.
And if you just follow us just right now, if you want to like get more updated on when we're live, what the shows are, feel free to follow us on Facebook and Lawin Media Network or Lawin SocMed, and we're also live on YouTube and Facebook. And stream.lawin.live.
That is correct. And if you miss the live show because you are busy and your schedule is different than our time, you can still watch the recorded live show on Lawin Media Network and YouTube. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lawin Media Network Facebook page and YouTube channel. And also you can listen to us through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, iHeartRadio, what else?
Pandora. Basically, everywhere you get your podcasts, you can hear it there.
That's right. So download those podcasts that you used to listen to, and you can listen to us at your most convenient time.
Yeah. And lastly, or not lastly, we would like to thank our live viewers. We have 2,000 people in here in the front. Thank you.
Well, it's not easy to get in here, by the way, because it was raining. I mean, it is still raining right now, and the traffic is not really good here in Houston area, especially during the rush hour. So
yeah. I'm gonna sing so the rain stops.
Oh no,
it gets worse.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's
worse,
either one or the other.
You know? But I love the rain, you know, because I can sing and nobody can will hear me. So I can just do
some
it.
AGs.
I don't know.
But yeah, do you want to like give us like a little bit of what we're gonna start talking about?
Yes. Well, last month. Because we're live every last Wednesday of the month. So last Wednesday of the month, we talk about estate planning as a whole, and we dove into the topic of the two special powers of attorney that every single adult here in the state of Texas must have. If you are working or going out of your house, even if you're staying in your house and you have properties, you have assets, you have to have these powers of attorney because the future is very uncertain. Something could happen to you and will incapacitate you, then you need these powers of attorney. That was our topic last time. Today, we're going to talk about what will happen when a person passes away here in the state of Texas without a will. Because last time we talked about the general view of what are the common estate planning documents, and we mentioned about a will. As a matter of fact, a lot of people think that when you talk about estate planning, you're actually talking about last will and testament. And I remember you said that too, mm-hmm. right? So, but it's not true. Last will and testament is just one of the many estate planning documents that you might encounter or you might need.
Yeah, I'm mostly exposed to this because of movies. You know, it's like someone dies, they find their long lost like nephew and hands over like a
million. That's a dream,
dollars.
Right?
Yeah.
Is there somebody, a rich relative of mine who passed away? And, you know, I'm the next of kin, and you know, you all of a sudden you become a millionaire.
Yeah.
So without sweat, right? Is that possible?
So uncles, if you're there,
do you think it's not possible?
I feel like it's possible. I I know I work in arts management before, and there's houses that they didn't know they have like artistic masterpieces in their house, which are worth like millions. And they only find out when the person's dead, and like they appraise the artwork and it's worth a lot. So
yeah,
that happens.
Well, yeah, it could happen that you're just sitting there, you know, watching Netflix or whatever. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you got a call. Hey, you are an heir to $1 million worth of estate. So don't be surprised, especially if you're in the state of Texas, because if your relative passed away without a will, they have to find who's the heir, the rightful heir. Because if the person passed away without a will, well, technically, you're telling the state of Texas to tell who to give your estate to somebody, not necessarily the person that you would like to receive your estate, because Texas has a written will, a default will to everybody. So if you don't have a will, it's going to be the state of Texas will that will apply to you.
Because sometimes, like, you want it to go to someone you trust, doesn't necessarily have to be family, right? So if you want it to go to, like, if you want it to go to specific people, might as well plan it rather than just go to someone who's legally able to get it, but, like, you don't totally know them. Yeah, exactly.
That is correct. Because if you love somebody and that somebody is not your relative, you know, that somebody might not receive any benefits from your estate if the name of the person is not on the will. So if it's the will of Texas, most likely not a relative, not going to receive anything from you.
Yeah. So as a placeholder, write my name on your will and just figure it out after.
You know, right? Have something in, you know, in place. Put the Christian Toledo.
For everything.
For everything, to receive everything, like 100%.
Leaves me their debt.
Yeah. Well, so we're going to dive deeper into the discussion of what's going to happen now if somebody passes away and that person didn't have a will and that person left some assets. Not necessarily $1 million asset, but at least, you know, you have assets that you are going to leave when you pass away. What's going to happen to these assets? So I guess that will be our discussion. We're going to start to talk about that. When we come back, let's pause for a short break.
Yeah, and if you have questions, write it on the comments. If you're here, you can write it on a piece of paper, hand it over, and we'll see what we can answer.
Yes, that is correct. So we'll see you in a bit.
We're back. We have comments from the audience. Hello, watching from Dumaguete City. Hello, Miss Lysel Lisandra.
Hi, Lysel Lisandra from Dumaguete City.
And while we were on break, we had a question from Adobo Queen, Miss Nancy Lumen. What about intellectual property? Are those part of, like, estate planning?
Oh, yes, definitely, because it has value. Right, if that is convertible to a value or some kind of amount, it depends on what kind of intellectual property. Because there are some that are you already have a value attached to it, and some are you still don't know the value, and it becomes valuable later on.
Like,
so
this one, she specified like a cookbook, for example.
Yeah, a cookbook is there's a lot of value in a cookbook. Whatever it is that you plan to do later on, like publish it, you get money from it. But the thing is, you can actually give anything to anybody under your will. You can give your name if you want to. You can give expensive shoes, your collection of your bags, expensive bags, your jewelry, anything that even this, if you wanna, if this is yours and you wanna stool, anything.
I hear it a lot when it's like, you know, this famous singer died or this famous band died, and then someone owns, like, the intellectual property for their songs.
They fight for that one because that was worth of millions. That's art.
So anything.
So by the way, there was a comment from a online viewer. Can you please show that again? It's from
Jewel Bacani, watching from Pasig City. Wow, yay. Jewel watches all our shows. It's
that's
like,
right. Hi, Jewel.
It's like you're connected around.
There's somebody from Pangasinan, right? Am I right?
Sheldon Seco. Hello from Pangasinan.
Yeah, kumusta kilatan at Pangasinan? Do you know how to speak?
No, I'll practice.
Yeah, I'm from Pangasinan. So I can speak Pangasinan.
From Facebook. Good evening, Eileen and Christian. Exclamation point, exclamation point.
Okay,
exclamation
I wonder point. Who is our Facebook user. We'll know the name later on. Sometimes it shows only the Facebook user, but we'll definitely see the name later on. But thank you for joining us. Thank you for engaging. And make sure if you want to be included in a raffle later on, what do they need to do?
Tag 10 friends in the comments.
Yes.
Right?
Well, you have to post your comment, greetings, like what you're already doing. Mm-hmm. And then tell us where you're from and tag at least 10 of your friends to be included in the raffle later on. So that being said, we'll announce the winner later on. We actually trying to reach out to the winners last time. So you'll receive an email from us.
And what do they win?
Surprise, no. Like surprise. Could be a cash amount, but you will know. We will announce it in public as well. So there you go on your screen for a chance to win a prize. Post a greeting with your location, then tag 10 of your friends.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be your exact. Don't put your exact address.
Yeah, don't put your street number. Yeah, and then you know what? It says there tag to at least 10 of your friends. That means Facebook friends. Maybe not your best friends or friends,
yeah,
but friends on Facebook. So who knows? That could be a reason for you to be, connected.
Better if they actually need legal advice.
Oh, yeah. Find
so
somebody.
If you know someone who's like in legal trouble, tag them. Also pray for them. But yeah, how do we go about this? There's like different tiers.
Yes, well, when you, in the state of Texas, and we use the same terms actually in the Philippines and in other states, that if somebody passed away without a will, we still have to settle the estate of that person, especially if there are assets or estates of the person. And we call that one intestate succession. So that means we have to distribute the estate according to the list that the state has already created for us. So even if you don't like the person who's going to receive it, you can't do anything anymore because you already because you didn't do your own will. You didn't make your own will. Sorry, you didn't make your own will. So you're telling Texas, it's up to you. Bring it on. I'm like,
how do they find it? Is it like from tax documents or?
How do they find that they don't have a will?
How do they find like your other relatives?
Oh, well, because when somebody passed away and there's no will, and then the property, the assets will be probated, there is a publication part of it. We have to notify the public. So we're going to have a full session about probate, the process of probating the asset of a person or the asset of a person when that person has no will. Mm. So today we're going to focus on, so who's going to get what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what are you going to get?
Who is going to get what?
So in order for us to know who's going to get what, we need to understand the situation of the person who passed away.
Mm-hmm.
We call that person dissident or deceased person. So when you hear us talking about deceased person or dissident, that's a person who passed away.
Yeah. And it's almost Halloween, so.
I know, right?
We have a guest, a dead person.
But it's a ghost. Okay, so first you need to look at the person who passed away. So is that person single, unmarried? It's common that you call the person single, but here, legally speaking, if you say single, that person is unmarried. Okay, so an unmarried person may have a child or may not have a child, right? Mm. Because definitely no wife or no husband, no spouse, because unmarried.
Legally, no. Yeah.
So, but that doesn't mean that person may not have a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know first if the person who passed away, maybe your relative, your brother or sister, if that person has a child. Because if that person has a child, then the child will get all of it.
Mm,
all right.
Simple.
If there's only one child, that child will get everything. Because see, the Texas says, God, look down.
Mm.
If there's a person down the line, which means your bloodline, your descendants, your children, If there's one there, then that is your heir. He or she will get everything. But if the person who passed away has no child, you know, you look up, you go up one child. Oh. It's up there. And that will be your parents. Right? And then you go sideways. That will be your brothers, sisters, nephews, nieces. So you go up, you look at your parents, grandparents, great-great-grandparents, if they're still alive. So they're going to find the first in line. Downward, then upward.
Makes sense. Makes sense, yeah.
So, you know, Christian, I know you're...
For legal purposes, I have no children.
For legal purposes, Christian doesn't have a child.
And also not married.
Not married, so Christian will look up.
Yes.
Right? Because there's no one down there. So, are your parents both alive,
yes,
right? So then your parents will get all of it.
Nice. Not
so
much.
Mom and dad,
but yeah.
Mom get half. Dad get the other half.
They're gonna be thousandaires.
Mom get the other half. Yeah. So if the unmarried person passed away without a child, and both parents are still alive, they'll get the estate, half for the paternal side, and the other half for the maternal side.
Mm.
But what if, let's say, for example, the maternal side is not available. I mean, the mom passed away before the deceased person.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen to her share?
What is going to happen?
It's going to go to her children, which means your brothers and sisters.
Okay? It doesn't all go to my dad.
Nope.
Oh.
That is only entitled for the one half.
Mm.
And the other half for your mom. But if she's not there, you know, it will be divided among your siblings.
Okay.
Cool.
And then if, I guess, like, one of my siblings, for example, like, knock on wood.
Predeceased you.
Yes.
Passed away. That means when we say predeceased you, he or she passed away. I know, before you. You will look whether your sister or brother who passed away, if they have children.
That's so interesting.
That's your nieces and nephews, you know.
That's so interesting how, like...
That's why we have to find it. That's why it's expensive.
It doesn't go 100% to the other person.
Yeah,
it just
fair,
gets
right?
divided.
That's very reasonable.
Wow.
Yeah. So then, what if both parents are not alive?
So there's no use, like, you know, like how people, like, murder each other to get their share.
Well, they know probably that's what they do, they plan.
Mm.
Right? So don't tell them that you don't have a will.
Because that's all some movies.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, some movies, like, they kill their sisters. Just
but
that's Game of Thrones kind of stuff.
I know,
stuff.
Right? Because they're fighting for
the kingdom.
The kingdom. Yeah, that's right. So, okay, so that's what's going to happen. And so that's why here in the state of Texas, we have to find the next available heir. So if you pass away without a will, it is more expensive to settle the estate because we have to hire detectives, investigators to find your heirs. That's why it's very much possible that somebody sitting somewhere there, you know, could be an heir to $1 million estate, especially if that person, the millionaire who passed away, didn't get married, didn't have any children. So they're going to find.
I remember this. I know it's like an Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, yeah. What is that? The long.
Yeah, but he inherited like a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But you mentioned it's more expensive if you don't do your will. But like, how is that more expensive if you're dead?
Well, it's more expensive to settle it. Remember, the heirs will get whatever is left.
So they get less.
Because we have to spend money to sell the estate, and then you know, all the expenses like looking for the heirs, paying all these investigators, locating your available heir instead of your estate going to your heir, they're not gonna get the entire thing because, you know,
it's gonna get charged to what.
Yeah, of course. They'll have to use it to pay for the expenses of litigation, of probate, and all those, you know, expenses in finding the heir.
So, random. Yeah. What if you have like a 23andMe DNA test? Is that like legally you can use that?
Yeah, that's your bloodline.
Mm. So it's easier. Like if you failed to make your will, but you did have like a 23andMe and they just find it, it's easier for detectives to like legally find your
cool. Right. So but they have, you know, to spend money still. And resources still. That's why is it possible to find that person? Yes, of course. Sometimes it takes time, especially if it's a little complicated situation. That person's life is so secret. The person who passed away was very secretive, and you don't know really what's happening. And all these documents are everywhere because we need to do an inventory of the estate as well. So we need to find investments, properties, you know, and everything. So I think it's easier, of course, if your life is not that much complicated, you know, and everybody knows what's happening to you in your lifetime, because we will find people who can be witnesses that, you know, we bring them to court and they will testify. So we will need those testimony of people who knows the person who passed away without a will. That's right. So interesting, right?
So that was single, no children.
And with, yeah, that's right, no children. So it's different if you have a child, right? If the person who passed away is unmarried but with children. I mean, it's, they say with children, right?
Yes.
Well, it's easier if it's if the person has a child, because remember, you go down the line first, right? So that's married with unmarried with children, easier, because it goes everything goes to the child, to your child,
and divided equally.
If there are more than one, they divide the estate, or the whatever is left in the estate equally among themselves. All right, so I know that there's a lot of unmarried people, but there's also a lot of married people who did not prepare, you know, for their passing away, so they're not prepared, or they're procrastinating, so they're, you know, they pass away without a will, they're married.
Before that, we do have a comment. Lourdes Roji Ligot
Gingania,
watching from Sydney.
Hey Lourdes, tag 10 of your friends so that you have a chance to win some prizes.
Also from Facebook, although way to go, Eileen and Christian. That MJ.
Hi MJ.
I saw her yesterday. I got the banners. I guess like another question, what are the beneficiaries? How are the beneficiaries determined in the absence of a will?
Yeah, so actually we have already started talking about that. So we if you don't have a will, like I earlier mentioned, the state of Texas will tell you who are the heirs.
How about the Philippines?
It's different in the Philippines, because in the Philippines, there are compulsory heirs, which is, you know, it's hard to deny them their heirship. It's hard to deny them their share in the estate, even though, you know, they are not deserving, because they are from the word compulsory. So it's going to be different. We can probably have a whole session about that, because it's kind of related. Like, you know, we said that we have Filipino Americans who have relatives in the Philippines, you know, who pass away here or there, right? And they have properties here and there in the Philippines. So, you know, how do we settle the estate of that person still? So it's going to be different if also it's like I said, there's compulsory heirs in the will. We don't have that one here in Texas.
And I guess like while we're in the topic of like people who pass, and like also questions about what if there's no will, what prevents people from making their wills?
Do you have a will, Christian?
No.
So what prevents you?
I mean, I also don't have anything.
Is that the reason why you don't want to make a will? You know, you'll never know, Christian, because what if tomorrow you won $1 million, you know, lottery?
Is like a personal document. Do I need like a lawyer to do it? Can I just write something and then sign it?
Yeah, well, that's a whole topic, right? That's, I know now that you're like, oh my gosh, I need to have a will. Because that's why he's thinking about that.
Who do I
now
give my 20-year-old
card to? Which is good. So, but anyway, I know we have some questions from our online viewers.
Who has the authority to distribute the assets and property of an individual who dies
Interstate.
Okay, yes.
So remember, it's interstate succession. Interstate means there's no will. Mm-hmm. Testate, there is a will. So this is a question from Shell Daseko Su. So Daseko Su, who's going to distribute your essay?
The state. Yeah.
Not necessarily the state. So in the probate process, somebody will be appointed by the court to be the administrator of your estate. And that person is the one in charge in distributing your estate in accordance with what the Texas law says. So, and yep, that's probate already. The process of probate, we'll talk more about that. So stay tuned. Watch out for the episode for that. And that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. And okay, so... Where are we now?
Married.
Married. If you're married, it's either you have a child or you don't have a child again, mm-hmm. right? So, but before we talk about that.
Shall we go on break?
Shall we? What time is it now?
And we are 30 minutes into this. So I guess it's time.
Yeah? Yes, yes.
All right. And we'll see you in a bit. Get your questions ready and we'll be back.
If you want to soar to your highest potential, you've got to embrace growth with all your might. Get ready to tune in and turn up the volume as MJ and Atala take center stage to unravel the priceless secrets of growth that will leave you not just talking about it, but living it.
Law of intentionality. Law of awareness. Law of the mirror.
Tune in live Monday, October 2nd, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
We do have a question.
Yes.
Like, for example, New Jersey. I guess
from our studio audience.
I guess like it's
what was the question?
Uncle passed in New Jersey, no wife, no kids, and she's here in Texas. How does that like affect her? Do they follow like all the rules in New Jersey, even if she's in Texas? Is there like special things they need to do?
Good question, Margarita. well, you're gonna have to check and determine who passed away first. Is the person who passed away a resident of Texas or in New Jersey? Did it pass away here or in New Jersey? Next, you're going to have to determine where are the estates. Like, for example, real estate, like the house or all his assets, are they here in Texas or are they in New Jersey? So sometimes, you know, people... We love to invest, right? So you buy a real property here in Texas, you buy a real property in, let's say, New Jersey. Probate is a state law. So the properties here in Texas will be probated and distributed according to the law of Texas. Mm. But the property in New Jersey will have to be probated and distributed according to the law in New Jersey. So that's why we always ask, where are your properties? Where is it located? You know, so that's, and even if the person passed away with a will, it's the same thing because you have to probate here and you have to probate there.
So it's like, it's affected by where the person like legally resides,
yes,
and then where the properties are.
That is correct.
What if it's like, you know, how people like now invest in like stocks online and stuff like that, is that like in some territory or is it?
Well, you look at the you have to characterize the property, whether it's a personal or real property, because you know, and if it's in a different the investment, even if it's tax, if it's in another country, then it'll be, you know, governed by that country. So that's why we do inventory and we characterize each asset so that we will know what to do, whether we can probate here or where it's located. So good question, Margarita. I know that you're taking notes. Good job.
Yes, thank you. And I guess we're back to married, yes, with kids.
Yes. So when you get married, Christian, mm-hmm, and in the early stage of your marriage, you don't have a child yet, and something happened, hopefully, you know. Well, you know, we'll, it's just
a... you know, yeah,
I don't want to use you as an example. I feel so bad about that.
We have to accept that, you know, that, like... We could all die like sometime. Like we can never tell. Some people die like early. Some people die like late. Or like we can't. I feel like I've accepted it, and I want to be ready. But
we,
it's like, I guess,
know,
it's like one of the stages. Like, you know, you don't want to go, like knowing that you're not ready to go, knowing that you're not taking care of the people you want to take care of, and like,
yeah,
I guess it's like the legacy you want to leave to people. So like. Yeah.
Actually, you're right, Christian. you know, I get a lot of feedback from my estate planning clients that after, right after we execute the last will and testament and all the other estate planning documents, I hear them saying, oh, I'm ready to go to pass away. I'm like, no, don't say that. No, I'm just saying that I already have a peace of mind that I know that I've taken care of everything, that I know that my children will receive what I want them to receive. So it's actually giving you a peace of mind mm-hmm. that you're ready whatever happens. But of course, you still have to be careful. You know?
Yeah, still drive safe, eat healthy, right? Exercise, do what you can to
Stay alive. Life.
But also, I guess, like make amends. Make amends, like if you have enemies right now, if you're not close to your family.
Yeah, be prepared financially, physically prepared, and also spiritually. So, Anyway, so our question is, if the person passed away, was married, so we have to check whether did he pass away, did he leave
a will,
a spouse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, spouse.
Remember,
or kids.
We're talking about here no will at all, mm-hmm. right? So we call a spouse surviving spouse. Mm. But, you know, like it's, for example, you love to travel together. Something happened, and then let's say the husband passed away. So the wife is called the surviving spouse. Okay. So this time, if the person is married, we have two characterization of the property. Okay, Texas estate is a community property state. So which means if you are married, whatever you earn during your marriage, whatever you purchase during your marriage, subject to a few exceptions, of course, those property, the assets that you have accumulated during your marriage, they are considered community property, okay? So community property means that you and your spouse own the property. You have an undivided interest in the property, okay? So when you pass away, you only own half of that community property. Mm-hmm. So whatever it is that you're going to be passing on to your heir is only that half of your community property. That's why you have to characterize it, whether it's a property community or the other characterization is separate. Separate property, we're talking about property that are not community. So basically property that you did not buy, you did not purchase, you did not acquire during the marriage. So maybe you already bought the house before your marriage, then that is your separate property. So when we say property, we're not talking about all kinds of property. You have to categorize again whether it's like a real property or personal property. When we say real property, we're talking about the land, the house and lot here in Texas. Separate personal property, we're talking about anything that is not a real property, like jewelry, personal items, collections of your expensive bags or shoes or watch, you know. So those are your personal property. And the reason why it's important for us to know the characterization of the property is because the distribution is different. It depends on the character of the property. So in this case, the person was married when the person passed away and without children, or without any child, so then the community property goes entirely 100% to the surviving spouse. Mm. You know, because remember that, let's say we're talking about the house is a community property. Mm-hmm. So half of that is owned by your surviving spouse and the other half is owned by the one who passed away. So the entire thing will be the spouse property. So the half owned by the person who passed away, the entire half will go to the surviving spouse. So the surviving spouse will get the entire community property.
Is that like automatically, or are you able to like write in your will specifically that you want it to go to someone else?
Well, see, Christian, that's a difference between having a will and without having a will. If you don't have a will, you're telling Texas, go ahead, Texas, give it to my wife. Mm. Whether you're in good, relationship or not. And by the way, even if you are already planning to divorce your spouse, and by the time the person passed away, the the divorce decree was not yet finalized, you're still married.
Yeah. So they could kill you before you get divorced.
So be careful about that. Don't suggest though to commit crime, Christian.
I'm not legally able to give legal advice. Don't follow me.
Okay, well, so the next question is
we have a comment.
Okay.
Hi, Attorney Eileen Dizon. If I have a charitable foundation, who gets the assets and charitable duties if I do not have a will?
Well, that's a very, very interesting question.
From Vivian.
Yeah. So Vivian Balagtas. Cortez Balagtas. Vivian from University of the Philippines.
Hi, Vivian. Ooh, hi.
UPAAH. Okay. So charitable foundation. So when you say foundation, you have to look into the makeup of your foundation. Do you have beneficiaries? Because your foundation is not yours. Mm. So if you are not the beneficiary of your foundation, you're not going to get it. It's not going to go to your estate. So what goes to your estate is only what you own at the time of your death. So if you own a foundation and you have a beneficiary, that means you don't have a stake to the assets of the foundation, then that's not going to go to your estate. So that's why whenever somebody passes away, we try to determine really what are the assets that you own. So it's not that we look at the assets that you own at the time of death, not at the time you created a will or you made your will. So So look into the makeup of your foundation, the beneficiary of your foundation. What is the purpose of your foundation? Because that will affect who gets what in your foundation. All right, good question. I think that applies to a lot of people here because we love foundations here in the state of Texas.
Foundation.
Foundations, nonprofit organization, 501c3 organization.
I guess if you're asking that, Ms. Vivian, you haven't made your will yet. So contact us.
So where are we now? Married with children. This time with children, right? It's different if you have a child. So, and then it's different also if your child that you left is your child in the marriage, or child of your marriage, current marriage, or your child from a previous marriage. It makes a lot of difference.
Mm.
So if you don't have a will, this is what's going to happen. Community property, separate property, right? Community property, if you have a child, if you left a surviving spouse and a child or children maybe, and all these children, they belong to your marriage with your surviving spouse and you don't have any other children than the children in your marriage, right? So the community property still goes to the wife.
The wife.
100%.
And nothing goes to the children
You don't have a will. But so what about the children? Well, the children have also rights to receive your property. Let's look at the other type of property, which is a separate property. Separate property could be real property and personal property. Mm-hmm. That's what we said, right? So if it is a real property, which means let's give an example. You bought a house before your marriage. So, and then you bought another house during the marriage. So the house that you bought during the marriage is your family house, family home, right? Homestead. So that is a community property. It goes all to your wife. But the property that you bought prior to your marriage is considered your separate real property. That goes, all of that goes to your children in equal share. However, while your spouse is still alive, she gets 1/3 life estate from that of the separate real property. What do you mean life estate? Life estate, that means she has the right to stay in that house for as long as she wants, for as long as she's alive, unless she renounces it. So that means the children cannot sell it yet. If she wanted to exercise her 1/3 life estate. So there's a lot of things that you can go around that later on. You know, that's why you need to, let's say if you are in need to convert that property into money, you want to liquidate that because you are in need, you're the child. You have to talk to your attorney so that you can come up with some solution to that, because there are solutions. That's the good news about that. There are solutions. you know, you don't have to wait for mom to die.
Yeah, please
before
don't.
You can, you know, sell it. Don't ever, ever.
Keep them alive.
Don't kill them, please, please. He's just not giving you an idea what to do.
Like, a lot of teleseries. You watched way too many teleseries.
I know, Christian has a criminal mind. Are you watching that criminal mind?
Yeah, you know what I was thinking of? Another thing. In the Philippines, there's this tagline, ako legal wife. Right?
Yeah, I know.
So what if there's like other families?
Yeah, so that's a good question. What if this time, what do you call this? Blended family, right? Mm. Blended family. So let's say, for example, see Christian.
Just an example.
It's hard to say it, but he had a previous marriage. He was married previously before his current marriage right now. Let's say, just imagine this. Mm-hmm. So picture this out, okay?
Imagine two people wanted to get married.
You got married today.
Two people said yes.
Okay, you got, no, what I'm saying is it, you got married before, then you have children. Let's say you have two children from your previous marriage. And then you got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And then you remarried. You didn't have a will, you know. In this marriage of yours, the current marriage before you passed away, you also have two children.
Mm-hmm.
So the two children with your surviving spouse, they are children of the marriage. And then your children from your previous marriage are your, they're still called children. You know, mm-hmm. children from your outside the marriage.
Unless they're old, then they're
Because we don't have well, here in the state of Texas, we don't have illegitimate children. It's either you're a child or not.
Okay.
You know, no illegitimate children. Just like, unlike in the Philippines, right here, is whether you're a child or not. So, and when we say whether you're a child or not, it's either biologically or through adoption.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that adopted children, they have the same equal rights as that of the biological child. So it's the same thing. So let's say, for example, in that situation, you have two children from your previous marriage, and then you have two children with your current marriage, and then your surviving spouse. So again, this is going to be different. So remember I told you earlier that if all the children that you left are children of the marriage, the spouse will get the entire community property. This time, she gets nothing from your share, nothing from the share of the husband who passed away, if it's a husband. So remember, imagine this, a pie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a community property. Half of that belongs to her already.
Mm-hmm.
The other half belongs to the spouse who passed away. So we're talking about only the share of the spouse who passed away, the other half. So if there are no children, she gets the entire thing, the other half. So she gets the whole thing, right? I know, right?
The whole thing.
Okay. but if there are children of the marriage, she still get it, right?
Okay, yeah.
But if there are other children outside of the marriage, she will not get anything from that half of the husband.
So this
it will be equally divided among the children.
The children.
Whether of the marriage or outside the marriage.
Oh, so all the children, whether with the current marriage or previous marriage, equally have rights. Oh, okay,
that is sense. If you don't have a will. So I tell you now, if that is not your plan in life,
if you have favorites, favorite
you
kids.
Better write that will.
Yeah,
better write it. Okay, so and then there are more. So do we have any other comments?
There was a good job from Miss Margarita. What else? If there are children of the marriage and prior marriage, we did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's time to go for a break.
All right.
Yeah. Think of your questions and we'll be right back.
Stick around.
Get ready for the ultimate showdown of tax debt battle. In one corner, we have the relentless tax resolutionist, armed with years of experience and an arsenal of strategies to take down even the toughest tax problems. And in the other corner, it's the IRS, known for its formidable regulations and strict enforcement. Watch as the tax resolutionist steps into the ring, armed not with gloves, but with an unbeatable knowledge of tax laws, negotiation tactics, and a determination to fight for your financial well-being. With each calculated move, they dodge and weave through complex tax codes, landing powerful punches of deductions and exemptions. As the match heats up, the tax resolutionist uses their unmatched skills to knock out the IRS's demands, one by one. With precision and expertise, they navigate the ring of audits and penalties, delivering blows of compromise and settlement that leave the IRS reeling. In this nail-biting match, it's not about physical strength, but about mental prowess and strategic thinking. The tax resolutionists' dedication to their clients is evident as they fight tooth and nail for a knockout victory against the IRS, securing financial freedom and peace of mind. Witness the triumph of knowledge over intimidation, experience over bureaucracy, and innovation over convention. When you're facing a tax challenge that seems insurmountable, trust the tax resolutionist to step into the ring and deliver a knockout blow to your tax troubles.
We're
just making sure we cover everything.
Actually, there's not, it's 1 hour is not enough to cover everything, to be honest, because there are so many specific situations for each individual. But those are just the general information that we shared.
Yeah.
Like, so most common.
If you do have like really like complicated situations, please consult your lawyer.
If you have like many spouses in the past, yeah, like many divorces that happen. Yeah, I mean, that happens. I mean, I had some clients who had like three divorces, and we have to, we need to do this and that.
Wow. And do they have a lot of property?
They do, surprisingly. Oh, cool. That's why they're capable of getting married many times, right?
I can barely afford one marriage.
I think, that's a divorce thing. But anyway, so remember that your estate is something that you work hard while you were alive. While you are alive, sorry. While you're alive. But when you pass away, you can't bring them to wherever you're going, whether down there or up there or sideways, right? You're not going to be able to bring that. So some people, they accumulate wealth because they're thinking about their loved one's future. Mm-hmm. Especially if you are planning to have children or you already have children and you have young kids, you really wanted to plan for them. Now, last will and testament is just one document that is part of the estate planning, series of many documents that you need. Now, there are specific documents that a person will need. It depends on the situation of that person. But last will and testament is a document, part of the estate planning document that takes effect after the person passes away. But there are other documents that you can prepare, estate planning document that you need to prepare in order to plan for you and your loved ones while you are still alive. So always, you may think that you don't have enough assets. Like, I only have a car and an apartment and a bank account. So I don't need a will. But what if you inherited a property somewhere? That inheritance of yours will become part of your estate when you pass away. So that needs to be settled. So, if you don't have a will, like I said, you are, your default will, actually, it's not like you don't have a will. You have a default will, which is the one that is prepared by the state of Texas, and in your case, maybe your country or your state. So if that is not your will, make sure you have a will. Make sure to prepare one before it's too late.
Yeah, because we always think we have time. Oh, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do that when I'm old. But, it's better to do it now and just update it later. And, yeah, I feel like what I'm going to do is, start writing this. And I'm going to go through your ebook. So you want to talk about the ebook?
Yeah, so we mentioned that one last episode. I have an ebook that is available.
It's going to be on legaldizon.esq/estateplanning-ebook, and it's free. And I guess what I want to do is and if also the audience want to join me as an assignment, every month we read parts of it and see what applies to us, and maybe start writing this, and then you'll check if it's right or if we need anything. So if you want to join us for this challenge and make it not as daunting, because we're doing it together and it's not something that we could make mistakes on it, and we'll see what we can do together. And
So it makes sense also to talk about, okay, so we don't want this to happen to us. So what do we do? Then you have to have a will. So on our next episode, our topic will be about a last will and testament. So question is, can you make your own? Is it okay to make your own will? Can I just handwrite my will? Or do I need to hire an attorney to make my will? Or can I just download it from the website and make it my own will? Can I download a fillable will and then just handwrite the missing information? Be very careful. You will know why it's not advisable to do that if you tune in next episode.
Yes, don't miss it. Because I know, again, movies. There's movies. I wrote this on a tissue paper. It's legally binding and stuff like that. So it's better to actually have your
That's actually interesting. There's an actual case that person wrote the last will on a piece of napkin. Was it considered a will? You'll find out when you tune in next episode.
I'm going to have mine tattooed on my back.
And that will be when, Christian?
I just can't sign it. But yeah, so next week we're going to talk about
Not
that.
Next week.
Wait.
The last Wednesday of October.
Last Wednesday of October. October 25th.
Yes. 6 p.m. Be either our online viewers or our studio audience. We love to have studio audience because the interaction is more real, but it's also fun to engage our online viewers. Actually, they have a lot of questions, and thank you for participating. This information is, of course, free. So you get it free. So I'd like you to share also to the people who you think will benefit from it, because that's what we do. The purpose of this is to educate everybody to make sure it's part of the campaign of my advocacy to make justice available to all. Whether you're at home, you're on the road, you're driving, you're here in a studio enjoying your last supper. No, just kidding. your dinner. So just kidding. Or chatting with your friends, you get the information because we are live here. Every last Wednesday of the month, 6 p.m., whether online or in person. But if you miss the live show, you can watch the recorded where, Christian?
On Facebook and on YouTube and on stream.lawin.live. And also, you can still join the contest even if it's not live. So within that 1 month, tag 10 people in the comments, put your location, and you'll win a prize.
That's right. So thank you so much, Lawin Media Network, our producer. So make sure to follow and like Lawin Media Network Facebook page. And of course, subscribe to Lawin Media Network YouTube channel. Or you can visit my Facebook page as well.
Come here. Yeah,
or you can just send me a message there. Just don't sell anything to me because I don't buy them. No, just kidding.
I'll buy them.
And then thank you also to our partner organization, the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, Greater Houston Region. And of course, Salamat Pasayan Sanayan, our sponsor. So next episode will be at their new venue at, what is that name of the place again? Vina Plaza. So you'll see us there for our live studio audience.
October 25th.
October 25th. So Christian, thank you so much for joining
our conversation.
Thank you.
I learned so much. I know I always quote movies and stuff, but I guess that says a lot of how we learn about this stuff. So it's really nice that we're actually talking about this seriously and we're not just getting our information from teleseries and movies and all that stuff.
And again, this is for informational purposes only. This is not a legal advice. And always make sure to consult with an attorney who practices estate planning and probate in your area.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yay. Good night, everyone. We'll see you next episode. Mabuhay.
Yes, mabuhay. Because if not, they're dead.
I know.